Our next story is about a film that is a contender for the Oscar for Best Documentary this year. It's called Born into Brothels. A few years ago, Zanna Briskey found herself teaching photography to children living in the red light district of Calcutta in India. Then she decided to make a film about it. Lou Olkowski has the story.
Zanna Briskey can't tell you why she went to Calcutta or how she ended up teaching photography to the children of prostitutes. She doesn't really know. She's a dreamy kind of person who doesn't plan much before she goes somewhere.
It was really like being punched in the gut as soon as I walked into the red light district. But on a deeper level, I really recognized the place.
From that moment, she knew she wanted to take photos there. It took a year of almost daily visits to the neighborhood, many conversations over cups of chai, before a brothel owner let Zanna live in his house, which is what she really wanted, to immerse herself in the place.
It was really like hell in many ways. There's drunk men everywhere. You can never tell what drunk men are going to do. I mean, I felt threatened by them all the time. There's screaming matches. I mean, there's lots of verbal abuse, but so much beauty and so much laughter and so much joy. I mean, most of the time it would smell really bad, but then some woman would walk by with jasmine in her hair. And it's that extreme contrast that I tried to capture.
Many of Zanna's photos are shadowy and mysterious. The women seem like ghosts, never quite completely visible, whether it's an image of watery footprints drying on a concrete floor or this one.
The silhouette of a woman who has just been washing, so she has some drops of water on her shoulder. But it's very dark, but it's also very, very sensual. It's one of the main feelings for me in the brothel.
In Zanna's other photos, a group of kids joyfully leap across a narrow lane, and a young girl looks expectantly out a taxi window. It's easy to see that the kids were one of the brightest parts of living in the brothels. The kids would ask to look through her camera, and she was curious to see how they pictured their home. So she set up a small class, just 8 kids, to teach them how to take photographs.
When you hold the camera, take your time to look.
After the first class, the results stunned Zanna.
So just do it more slowly.
I have a reaction to one that Ovajit took on his first ever roll of film. He's one of those street dogs, but it's running out of the frame. It's just so dynamic. It's such a beautiful shape. It's also so India.
The quality of the work kept Zanna interested, and the kids were having a great time. So they just kept doing it. Soon after, she began filming her experience with them. In Zanna's movie, Born into Brothels, a boy named Gore talks about a photo his classmate Shanti took. It's of a pile of dirty dishes on a concrete floor, someone's shoes right among them.
Nobody lives as filthily as we do in our country. Wherever there are dirty plates, we find shoes right next to them. That is why I like photography. I want to put across the behavior of men.
I was curious if learning photography could really help these kids. So I spoke with art therapist Savneet Talwar, who teaches at George Washington University.
Her work is very compelling. And I love the way she brings these kids in. They bring in their art and everybody sits down and they begin to critique it. And she begins to show them how to look at a composition.
A composition means how you put shapes into the box.
And I think she gives them a really powerful way of researching their own environment.
You can see everything that's going on around. There's so much information in this picture. There's layers of people in the foreground, middle, back, and it's just a beautiful photograph.
So when these kids are coming to this insight of, I really don't want to be here anymore, I think it's really coming from her work with these children.
Just one head sticking out.
Zanna knew that the photography classes were great for the kids. But as she saw what they were experiencing on a daily basis, she became increasingly worried about leaving them in the brothels. There seemed to be a real limit to what art could do.
I mean, the kids are going to be abused, the girls are going to be raped, they're going to be forced into prostitution. Education is their only hope. None of the girls or the boys want to be there. The mothers don't want their kids going into that profession. but they also have no choice, and often they're pressured because they need money to survive.
Zana thought the best thing would be to get them out of their homes and into nearby boarding schools. But Savneet Talwar, their therapist, thinks that idea, while heartfelt, isn't quite right.
If I separate them from the environment and I put them in a safe place and they can have a good education, they will be successful. They will be able to break the cycle. Unfortunately, as a psychotherapist, I can say that that's not necessarily true. There's always this intense need to be connected. And I understand the education piece, but I want the art piece to continue because that's where I feel they will get their insight. And that's what will sustain them.
Zana's foundation has raised enough money that all the kids can go to school. Several of the kids are doing well, but one girl has already joined the line as a prostitute. Another is very close.
And so I'm constantly sending messages to her saying, anytime you want to leave, you can leave. I will support you. I will do whatever it takes. But she doesn't have the freedom in her mind to make that choice, at least now. So all I can do is be there holding the door open, and it's up to her if she wants to walk through it. So photography was incredible, and it wasn't enough.
And running a foundation isn't enough for Zana. After becoming a teacher, social worker, and a philanthropist, she's ready to get back to photography. She's giving the foundation to professionals, and she's taking her camera to Namibia. Like her trip to India, she has no particular plan once she gets there. For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.
You can find out more about Born Into Brothels and the foundation Kids with Cameras at studio360.org.